welcome back to the Rational Revolution. I hope you guys made it through the break, because I had a guy here to my left chomping at the bit. We were talking about how someone can take something so real and twist it. And Officer Harry Dunn here from the Capitol Police.
Yeah, you know, listen, right after January 6th, I mean, like, immediate, the night of, the day after, the day, Republican leaders, Republican members of Congress,
right.
Lindsey Graham specifically, I'm done. Count me out. Yeah. I'm done with him.
Kevin McCarthy.
The Donald Trump, the president bears responsibility for what happened. Mitch McConnell, Donald Trump is morally responsible for what happened. Every single one said that. Mm-hmm. All of the Republican leaders. You know what happened? Donald Trump got to them. And they said, nope, you're right. You're right, Mr. We have to stick with you. And they failed to condemn him. This was their opportunity to be done with Donald Trump. And this isn't about Republicanism, liberal, conservative. This isn't about that. It's just about doing what's right.
Mm-hmm.
They had the opportunity to do it. And you know what? Like, it's political suicide to go against Donald Trump.
It is. And that's what Ron Johnson said. And you know, it's funny and it's crazy. On January 7th, my article that I wrote about Ron Johnson saying it was political suicide that kind of blew up. That I didn't hear from him for a month. As it dropped, we were talking about December 1st is when my article about him was released. On January 7th, he sends me a text out of the blue saying I'm a low-life weasel and like calling me names and all of this stuff. And I respond back to him. I said, Ron, they're cleaning up blood on the floor of your workplace. In the halls of democracy, they're cleaning up someone's blood who was murdered.
Yeah.
And you're worried about me?
Why didn't he say that to Donald Trump? That
text, right, right.
Send that text to Donald Trump, Ron.
Right.
It's pathetic. So that's what they want to do. They know that it's wrong.
Yeah.
They know that they don't have the moral courage to speak out against it because it's political suicide. Damn my career if I have to cave to my morals and values, which so many people in the Republican side have done. Ron Johnson, Mitch McConnell, Lindsey Graham, Kevin McCarthy, all of you have caved to Donald Trump, and you have zero moral courage or character. You can't do it. And you know what? What's happening now? And if I can talk about why I'm here now.
Yeah, please, absolutely.
I'm here now because here in Wisconsin, there's an individual running for the Supreme Court, April the 1st, Bradley Schimmel. Listen, I couldn't tell you 2-3 policies that Bradley Schimmel has. But I can tell you one thing. He failed to condemn President Trump for pardoning the people who attacked us. In fact, he doubled down and said those people couldn't get a fair trial and that Donald Trump has the right to do. So what he said, he tries to say, if you attacked law enforcement, you should be held accountable. But then he turns around and says, Donald Trump has the ability to pardon who he wants.
The party of back the blue.
So what Bradley Schimmel is doing, what he's doing is playing both sides. So Donald Trump, he won't draw Donald Trump's ire because what? It's political suicide. The point is you can't play both sides when it comes to this.
That's right.
The only acceptable response is Donald Trump is wrong for pardoning the people who attacked law enforcement. Period.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No asterisk next to it. No further explanation needed. You're wrong for what you did. But we can't get there. And that's why I'm here.
Yeah, about that.
You know, if he didn't make those comments, I'm probably not here right now. I mean, I love Wisconsin. So maybe not when it's 5 degrees outside, you know. But I probably wouldn't be here right now. Like I said, I couldn't tell you his policy on any other stance. But anytime anybody is downplaying or minimizing what me and my coworkers went through, I'm going to push back. Especially if that individual happens to be running for a trusted public office. So if we can't trust you to stand up and do what's right, how can the people of Wisconsin trust you that you'll continue to believe and serve, faithfully discharge the duties of a Supreme Court justice?
Right.
If they can't even count on you to do what's morally right and condemn violence against police officers.
That oath says all enemies, foreign and domestic.
And we got a lot of domestic ones.
Yeah.
Christopher Wray, you know, the former FBI director, said that these people were domestic terrorists.
Yeah.
I agree.
Well, and you know, and it's insane how, you know, Kevin McCarthy that night found his moral courage only to lose it weeks later when he was, you know, I was just down by, I was in the neighborhood of Mar-a-Lago.
He was summoned.
Just wanted to go say hi.
He was summoned.
You know, and it's reprehensible. And what, you know, what do you think about this?
I mean, one of the reasons I'm excited to have Officer Dunn here is I do think that January 6th and what happened in the aftermath also represents the worst of this country. But the years that preceded was a lot of the ways in which we organized people around, not right and left, but as you love to say,
yes,
right and wrong.
Yes.
And one of the things, we saw that here, right? We had a MAGA council who were trying to defund our clerk's department, who was giving aid and room for Michael Gableman to spend up to $2 to $4 million of taxpayer dollars just trying to justify the January 6th attacks by saying that there was election interference that never manifested itself, that we had another investigation by the state Senate into the city. But what we saw is when we stopped taking, when we took the politics out and we actually said, what do we believe as a community is right and wrong? What we saw is a complete change in the politics of our community. Mm-hmm. That we literally went from Gableman announcing his investigation at the Common Council in Green Bay, Wisconsin, to having a pro-democracy majority, to re-electing the mayor of Green Bay, to electing Judge Janet Persiowicz, and electing the first openly gay biracial guy ever to represent Wisconsin. And because, not because of those identities, but because we turned into this community versus on it or on each other. And I think that's what I want to make sure, and I'm excited about having the officer here, is because that is what's happening. And while national politics may not reflect that, what we've seen is when we actually tell the truth, that we reflect the things that are happening in our communities, and we tell people to make a choice about their values. Places like Green Bay choose each other.
Yeah.
They choose to be neighborly. They choose to condemn the attacks on police officers. They condemn the acts of violence that happen in any type of protest. And that is the vast majority of people in this country, the vast majority of people in the state and in the city. And so I wanted to bring him here to remind everybody that regardless of what's happening at the national level, we cannot buy into the idea that these types of actions, this kind of violence, should go away. Yeah. It should be ignored, that people should be held accountable, both in courts of law, but even at the ballot box, that we have to vote our values. And our values is that we take care of each other and we respect the people who protect us and protect our democracy. And we can never lose sight of that.
Yeah. And I know I appreciate, you know, you're putting up temporary residence here. You were here with, you were here supporting our dear friend, Kristen Lyerly.
Yeah, love Kristen.
She's a wonderful person, dear friend to all of us. And you're back, you know. And how can people support what you do?
Well, see, I'm an American citizen, a person who loves and cares about his country. Mm-hmm. Before I'm Officer Dunn.
You know what? Before you keep going, one of the things that I think you would like this, because this will go really well. On Inauguration Day, I texted Kinzinger and I asked him, "How you doing, bud?" Because he just got his pardon from Biden, which he didn't know was coming. And
I
all
did
of that.
Too.
Oh yes, right, right.
President, I got a pardon.
From right. Biden. Holy crap! Yeah. I asked him. I'm like, "How are you feeling?" And he goes, "This sucks, but I am still optimistic." You know,
he said the same thing when we've talked. But listen, I love this country, and I'm going to fight for it. Not as an officer, Joe Biden. And you talked earlier, Ahmad, about January 6th being a memorable date. Joe Biden turned around my January 6th a year after that when he presented me with the Presidential Citizens Medal.
Yeah.
So he turned one of the darkest days into one of the proudest days of my life. And I appreciate that. But when I accepted that medal, I didn't accept, a lot of my coworkers, they wore their uniforms. They wore their police uniforms to shine. I wore a suit because I didn't accept it as Officer Harry Dunn. I accepted as Citizen Harry Dunn because I am doing this work that I'm doing. It wasn't as an officer. It's just because I care about this country. I care about what's right. So that's why I'm out here. I started a PAC. I know Harry Dunn's Democracy Defenders, Democracy Defenders PAC. You could check that out. I have a Substack. It's called Standing Our Ground. And I just want to just reach people where they are. Mm. I mean, I am all across the country. I just endorsed the governor's race in Michigan, and Jocelyn Benson. We'll be looking at New Jersey, Virginia. I mean, there's so much we can do before 2026, the midterms. April 1st. Yeah. April 1st here. Just please check it out. I wrote a book called Standing My Ground, Capitol Police Officers Fight for Accountability After January 6th. And you know what? A lot of people have said, let's move on from January 6th. You know, I would love nothing more. I would love nothing more to.
That'd be great.
But we move on once you have accountability.
Correct.
And also, Donald Trump keeps bringing up January 6th.
Right.
On Sunday, on Air Force One, he said that the government attacked the January 6th rioters. The police officers was wrong to attack those people. Mm. And he said this on Sunday.
Right.
So he's still bringing it up. And, you know, as long as you are, I'm going to keep showing up.
So. Well, and it's so funny because he says that on Air Force One, and then he goes to the Super Bowl and says, we love our law enforcement. Shut the hell up. No, you do not. Because you cannot have both things.
You
cannot love your law enforcement and back the blue and then let out 1,500 people who beat the hell out of police officers and killed one of them, killed multiple.
Well, the only logical reason I could think, he doesn't view us as law enforcement officers. He viewed us as people who stopped his plan. We were obstacles. So he doesn't see us as police officers. So maybe he supports people that actually believe in upholding the rule of law.
Republican police officers.
I can say
that.
Right? Yeah, I won't say that because I got friends that are Republicans.
Well, I will say,
I do too. I mean, I do too.
I don't even think it's just about Republican police officers. It's if you agree with him or not.
Right.
There was a time, as you were saying really earlier, there was a time where there was bipartisan condemnation of what was happening. It was, honestly, we were all like, maybe this is
Mike
the
Gallagher.
Moment. Right.
Yeah.
And we had the local, and I always like to bring it back local, we had Mike Gallagher just opposing a nominee where folks used violent rhetoric and swatted him and his family as newborn babies, right? Here, right in the 8th Congressional District, because they didn't agree with Donald Trump. He didn't agree with the impeachment of this particular person. And those MAGA extremists decided, despite being a lifelong Republican, probably one of the rising stars of the Republican Party,
without a doubt.
And who was so violently attacked verbally and his family that is now out of politics. And I think we just need to realize that this is, you say this all the time, it really, in this moment, it's not always as right and left. It really is about right and wrong.
Yeah.
And even Republicans that do not agree with them, they're willing to use these tactics and methodologies and apologize for their violence. And we have to hold people accountable.
Kinzinger had to move half a country away.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, like it's wild. So you also have a podcast, Clean Up on Aisle 45.
Clean Up on Aisle 45.
I love that title.
Yeah, that's
hilarious.
People have wondered, like, we get that wherever, Clean Up on Aisle 45. That's actually,
I love it.
I enjoy doing that. We just talk about the happenings of the Justice Department, Trump's Justice Department. Now, one thing I noticed about the Trump's Justice Department, by the way, the DOJ for the last couple of years have always been the plaintiffs and going after people. This administration, the 3 weeks old, they sure are doing a lot of time on the defensive right now.
Yeah, Trump's used to being a defendant.
So it may only make sense that the DOJ is literally the defendant in every court case.
So we got 30 seconds. I want to know what makes you hopeful about our future.
People are still talking about it. People care. Mm-hmm. And that's what, listen, everybody listening, form an opinion, get educated about your candidate. Before election day. Don't wait till after election day to have an opinion. The time is now. Let's not wait till 2026. Get involved now.
Capitol Police Officer Harry Dunn, my dear friend, Representative Amadou Vera Wagner. You guys, this was amazing.
Thanks,
thank you.
Friend.
I appreciate it. You got a friend for life. Rational Revolution. We'll be right back after this.